This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have all, through the course of this pandemic, learned way more than we ever thought we would about global supply chains. Where they have been stuck, think, for instance, the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. Why they've been stuck, think pent-up demand and recently the lockdowns in China. And increasingly, which products have been most affected? PPE early on, right? But also computer chips. And now something called IV contrast dye. It's used in CT scans and some other medical procedures, and it is in extremely short supply right now. GE Healthcare is one of the main suppliers, and its main plant near Shanghai has been turning out a lot less of the stuff for weeks now. Marketplace's Samantha Fields is on that story.
Aaron Dwyer needs a CT scan.
I had a sonogram, and they found a growth on my right kidney.
Dwyer's a graphic designer in Northern California. She's got two little kids, and she's trying not to stress too much about the growth.
But every now and then, the worry just sort of slams into me. I think with little kids, you can't help but start to like catastrophize.
The only way to find out what's going on is to get a CT with contrast dye. But when she tried to schedule it in early May, the woman she spoke to told her they didn't have anything until June.
She said, you know, there's actually this shortage of contrast dye. And so we're having to schedule appointments way further out than we normally do.
Hospitals all around the country are having to put patients off like that.
We were told that we will now, for an undetermined period of time, have only 20% of the supply of IV contrast that we're used to receiving.
Dr. Joshua Cooper is with the Temple University Health System.
And that, of course, means that we're going to have to ration, which is a terrible word to have to use in healthcare, but that's truly what we're going to have to do.
IV contrast dye is a liquid that gets injected into your veins to make your organs and blood vessels much easier to see on a CT or an X-ray. Nancy Foster at the American Hospital Association says it's critical in all sorts of scans and procedures.
If you present in an emergency room with the symptoms of a stroke or some kinds of heart disease, we will likely do a scan on your heart or your brain.
If you're getting a stent, they might use dye to see your arteries better. And Foster says for many cancer patients,
it's used quite frequently to monitor tumors that are being treated.
Foster says about half of hospitals get most or all of their IV contrast dye from GE, and they're now having to find ways to stretch what little they have. They can do some scans and procedures without it, and sometimes they can do MRIs or ultrasounds instead of CT scans. Dr. Matthew Davenport at the American College of Radiology says many hospitals are doing all of that in addition to delaying scans.
The goal here is to make sure that the place doesn't run out completely, because if they do, then they won't have any contrast left to do those necessary scans.
GE Healthcare declined to talk for this story, but Davenport says the company is telling hospitals it expects supplies to start getting back to normal by the end of June. Meanwhile, hospitals are thinking about how to prevent similar shortages in the future.
I think this is a too many eggs in too few baskets problem.
Right now, Davenport says hospitals will often have one, maybe two suppliers for something like contrast dye. The pandemic has highlighted how risky that can be.
It is going to force the entire medical industry to relook at supply chain and consolidation and understand that they do have to have alternatives.
Dr. James McCarthy is the chief physician executive at Memorial Hermann Health System in Texas.
I've been practicing medicine in Houston for 21 years, and I can tell you for the first at least 18, I never once thought about supply chain.
But after the PPE shortages in the early months of the pandemic, and now this shortage of contrast dye, McCarthy says he thinks about it all the time. Supply chains are now on Aaron Dwyer's mind a lot, too.
You know, people were getting annoyed when it was like toilet paper and we're getting our furniture delivered from West Elm later than normal. You know, that kind of stuff was like, I think, what we all thought of when we first heard supply chain issues. And when it's starting to affect things that keep us healthy or alive is when it really starts to get scary.
It's been almost 6 months since she found out about the growth on her kidney.
And I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know if I should be worried, and I'm trying not to be, like, you know.
Dwyer was supposed to finally get her CT scan this week, but she just got a call from the radiologist's office. Because of the dye shortage, it's been pushed back 6 more weeks to mid-July. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.